Yes, hello. My name is Morten Linderud. I'll be talking a little bit about hardware-backed SSH keys today. So we'll be taking a bit look at how TPMs work, how SSH agent works, and my sort of hacks around those things. My name is Morten Linderud, as I said. My nickname is Foxboron. I've been doing open source software development for almost a decade now, or a little over. I'm an Arch developer since 2016, and I'm also part of the board of Hackeriet, which is Oslo hackerspace. When I don't do open source stuff in my free time, I work at a Norwegian state broadcaster, mostly doing sort of infrastructure DevOps talks. My main interest is usable security tooling, so I've also been writing a bunch of like Secureboot tooling, SBCTL, and some other TPM things. So why do we care about hardware-backed keys? Why are these things important to us? So the main thing we care about is key compromises. The reason for that is that if our keys or our tokens are leaked, somebody else can impersonate us, get access to our servers or something else. And this is not limited to SSH keys. This can happen to access tokens, cookies, anything that's on your hard drive that you're not protected. And the way to demonstrate this actual problem, there was a Born Group breach last year where somebody got access to an SSH key and managed to hack some servers based off on privileged access through some CI systems. You also had GitHub that got their RSA host keys leaked, which meant that you can impersonate the github.com SSH server because that's how you trust them. And sort of how do we usually go about protecting our keys or SSH keys? Well, we could be using YubiKeys, which are cool, neat devices that probably a bunch of us have. But my main issue with them is that they're expensive. A bunch of people, you need two, that's suddenly 100 euros. People think that's a lot of money for sort of hardware tokens. So clearly we sort of can do better. Like we have something in our machines that everybody can use today to protect their keys. And they're called Trusted Platform Modules. So these things have sort of been widely distributed and used in sort of machines for the past decade. They are secure crypto processors. So they do key generation, they do sort of signing at station. They come in two variants, a discrete TPM, which is sort of a separate hardware device on the motherboards. And then you have the firmware TPMs or the FTPMs, which are implemented as part of your CPU or your CPU secured processor. Intel has not SGX, but the Intel ME, I think it's implemented, and we have the AMD Trust Zone stuff that implements the TPM as well. TPMs give you a couple of features. You get platform integrity, which I'll show quickly, and you also have hierarchies and keys. And you also get some attestation features to make sure that you're talking with an authentic device or you're able to sort of differentiate between separate hardware devices. Platform integrity comes mostly in the form of PCI registers, and each of these registers hashes one part of your operating system during boot, during runtime, and we can sort of make keys and stuff only open if these hashes matches. If you're curious about these numbers and what they mean, the UEPI group has a sort of a list of all of the different registers and what they hash during the boot chain. We can also do keys and key generation. TPMs are sort of not that powerful devices, so we need a way to sort of make keys without actually like storing them on the TPMs. So what we have is three different hierarchy seeds in the TPM, which runs through a key derivation function. And this allows us to make sort of a bunch of keys on a low-power device without really like having to store them anywhere. The hierarchy keys are as follows. You have null key, which is the session key that's unique per boot. You have the owner key, which is unique, the owner hierarchy, which is unique for the device owner. So anything you make under owner hierarchy, you reset it when the device gets a new owner. And all of the keys below that hierarchy is, well, useless. You also have the endorsement hierarchy, which is for the lifetime device, which allows you to uniquely chain back the device back to some manufacturer, and you can make assertion on that. So the shielded keys are keys that we can make on TPM. We can then take them out of the TPM to prevent you from storing them, and then they're securely packaged and can only be decrypted by the TPM itself. The way this works with the